have an army. We have a Hulk.
Welcome to episode 145. We have a Hulk podcast where we talk all things film and TV. I'm one half the podcast, Nicola.
And I'm going by like Chris.
What are we going to be talking about in this week's episode then, Chris?
Right, Nicola, we got Home of the Hulks where we're going to be talking about what we've been watching, doing and reading, but not really reading this time, since our last episode. Mm-hmm. And then we got our review, which is Jungle Cruise.
Yes, so this is another big blockbuster at the moment. Crazy that this is thought came out at the same time as The Suicide Squad, right?
Crazy. Yeah, there's a couple of things that have come out at the same time, haven't they, really?
Yeah, that's true. But one is very much more family friendly than the other.
True.
Yes. Okay, so at home with... Actually, no. Chris, how are you doing today?
I feel like we always skip this bit.
Doing
okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay, I think. We're trying to make this video work, and it's been a little tense, but...
It's a little bit stressful, but...
But go and look on our YouTube channel to see if it has actually worked or not.
Yeah.
Ooh, suspense. Okay, so, at home with the Hulks, what have you been watching, reading and doing the past week then, Chris?
Right, Nicola. Start with TV, shall we? Ted Lasso.
Yes. So, Chris, after watching season one and a bit of season two, what are your thoughts on Ted Lasso? Because I'm very intrigued, because you're not really the biggest sort of sports fan, are you?
Not big... sports fan, except for like the big kind of World Cups and things like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's true. We have been watching some Olympics though, haven't we?
The Olympics is kind of fun. Yeah, yes. I like that.
So. But quite emotional, right? I've been like, every time like a Brit wins, I'm like, oh, I'm so proud of them.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's a nice show. It's just a bit lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm so glad you do.
I like it, but I do think that there's nothing particularly special about it. Like, in terms of okay. It's not, you know, how do I put this? It doesn't have a particularly high concept to it or anything.
Well, it's not about those.
I understand it's not about that. At this point, that's kind of my thing.
Okay.
And so. You know, I'm getting a bit like older and I'm getting a bit, uninterested in things which are quite...
Basic
and right. Normal. I don't know. But yeah, I do like it. It's nice.
But all the emotions.
Yeah.
And the feel good. And the biscuits.
Biscuits. The biscuits are nice, yeah.
Yeah. And also Roy Kent is very funny. It's just his size as well and his grunt sometimes.
Is that really the guy that does the podcast?
It is, yes. Someone please let me know, just to sort of clarify. I've shown Chris that's the same guy he does Films to be Buried with,
Jeff Goldblum.
Brett Goldstein.
Sure.
Who's Roy Kent, but he doesn't believe me, even though Google has told him it is him. But someone please also confirm this for my sanity.
I can kind of tell him the voice. I can tell. He's obviously putting on a different voice.
Yes.
Fuck's
sake. Yeah. Okay.
Blown Away we've been watching.
Yes.
We started with season two, which was weird. But Blown Away is the show about... we probably should have mentioned Ted Lasso is about British football
yes.
team.
And obviously the American football coach comes over.
Yeah.
That's
kind of the bit, right?
Yes.
That's kind of the...
I'm glad you like it anyway.
But Blown Away is about glass blowing, and it is sort of like a reality TV.
It's like Great British Bake Off, but with glass.
Yeah, I really like it. They make some really cool sculptures and things. I'm tempted to get some like glass pieces for our house now after watching that.
I thought you were going to say, I'm tempted to take this up as a hobby. And I'm like, well, I don't know where you're going to put the big old oven things.
It's not the most accessible hobby, is it?
No.
You need a glory hole. You need a huge kiln glory hole thing.
Can I just point out that they actually refer to it as the glory hole.
That's what it's actually called.
That's what it's actually called. Crazy. So I'm not being rude, but kind of.
Yeah. Intentionally. I really like it. I think it's cool. What do you think? We started with season two, didn't we?
Yes.
Which is a weird place to start.
But. Yeah, because the winner of season one came and judged like the last round.
Yeah, so now we started season one and we're like, we know.
Well, we know who the winner is. But yeah, no, it's really good. It's very much like Bake Off, but... You really like sympathize with these people, especially when things go wrong and the glass breaks and you just think, oh no. But yeah, it's really good. Really engrossing, actually. And they're only 26-ish minute long episodes on Netflix.
Ooh.
I've also been watching, catching up with Superman and Lois as well. And it's one of the best superhero shows, I think, from DC. It's really good. You write things off too quickly, Chris.
I do. I mean, I enjoyed the first episode and then there was a couple that I liked. There was one that I really didn't like and that kind of put me off. I felt like it went back to being 2CW.
Okay.
And yeah.
But yeah, for me, episode 11 was just fantastic. And then episode 12, there was a cameo and my little brain was blown a little bit. And it was, yeah, just really, really good. Really high quality and very emotional. And yeah, fair play to them.
Cool, cool, cool. Should we talk about some films?
Sure. Just to note that we've also been watching some of the Olympics that we spoke about earlier.
Oh, yes, indeed. That's true. That is true.
And there was a funny third leg comment, wasn't there? Yeah,
that's funny. On the swimming.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, but films, yes.
Yes. So, Jungle Cruise, obviously. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that shortly.
Yeah.
We watched Shadow in the Cloud yesterday.
Yes, right? On Amazon Prime. Yeah. This was a weird one, right?
So it's all about, I mean, I guess the twist is kind of in the trailer. So if you watch the trailer, you'll see the
yeah,
twist.
True. Mm-hmm. But is that a twist? It's a very unexplained twist.
I mean, it felt
twist.
Like a twist in the trailer.
Okay,
like, I'm watching the trailer and I'm like, what? Because yeah, it seemed kind of like normal and interesting at the start.
Mm.
And then this happens and you're like, what is going on? I feel like really it didn't work. Basically, this movie didn't work.
Okay.
I
think if they removed the twisty thing, then it would have worked.
Either remove the crazy bat alien thing.
Okay. Chris is going for it. Okay.
Sorry, guys, but you don't mind if this gets spoiled, I don't think. And just make it like a war film about a lady escaping or something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then, or you go full on crazy bat thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, agreed.
I don't think they didn't
they
mix
didn't
well.
Gel they didn't gel whatsoever. No.
So, yeah. But I kind of enjoyed it.
It's strange, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm sitting there judging it. I think I enjoyed judging it. Okay. That was my enjoyment.
Right.
But, yeah. We watched Vivo the other night.
Yeah, so this is the new Lin-Manuel Miranda animated feature from Sony Pictures Animation.
Featuring a Kikachu.
A Pikachu. Yeah, which every time I was just like, Pikachu?
Yeah, exactly. That must be where Pikachu comes from, right?
It must be.
Based on a honey bear.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if you Google honey bear, it doesn't look as cute as Vivo, which makes me sad because I want a Vivo now. Right?
I want a Vivo. This is part of the problem, though. Then people start thinking, I want those exotic animals.
Oh, true.
Probably isn't a good idea, but yeah. I really loved this film. I was surprised. I'm not usually a huge animation fan, especially from like the Sony Pictures ones, maybe.
But you like Mitchell's versus Machines.
I do, yeah. But like,
what about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, okay, fine.
Okay,
but more traditionally speaking, I like Pixar.
Okay.
And Disney,
and like, that's it.
and
Studio Ghibli, yeah.
Like the really high quality ones where you can tell they put a lot of work and a lot of artistry into their animation.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that just look very children's TV, like, I would say, out there. Sorry, but I generally...
That's my thoughts and feelings.
That is my thoughts and feelings.
Okay.
This looks great.
Yeah.
Really heartfelt story. It gets a bit devastating.
It really does.
A bit devastating.
Watch out for the 20-minute mark. I don't know if that's spoilers, but just brace yourself.
But there's also some great funnies in there.
Yes. Great songs.
It doesn't hang about on anything. Mm-hmm. It's just really nice. I think it's one of my favourites.
Okay. I'm really looking forward to Encanto as well next.
Yeah.
That looks really good. That's another Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, Lin-Manuel Miranda's songs in this were great. They were better than In the Heights, I think.
Oh,
I think it was bold. It seemed more polished and stuff than In the Heights to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I think there were 11 songs in this.
Original songs?
Yes, and I definitely want to get the soundtrack when it comes out.
I agree. I like the kid as well. She was funny.
Yeah, she was great.
Really great. And that song with her singing.
Dance to the beat of my own drum. It sounded like the Eurovision song, didn't it?
Yeah.
What was that one called? I'm not your toy.
Yeah. It's that one. Yeah, that was like, I can't remember. Guns Akimbo. You watched Guns Akimbo.
I did. This is bonkers. Chris, I think you kind of regret not watching this.
Did you ask me if I wanted to watch it?
Normally,
you just watched it without me.
We went on a train. You never heard of it before.
You watched it on a train.
I watched it on a train. And normally you're like, I ask you whether you want to watch something and you're always like, no. Yeah. So I was like,
But then you described it to me after you'd seen it and now I want to watch it.
Oh, okay.
You said it's like Scott Pilgrim
On crack.
On crack.
Yes, yeah. Pretty much.
So, yeah, I want to see that. Mm. Okay, so you're going to have to be here with me now.
Yeah, I know it was sort of cancelled because the director was a bit of a dick on social media, I think. But, yeah, I actually kind of enjoyed this film. And it's on Amazon Prime if you want to go and watch it. It's Daniel Radcliffe and Samara Weaving, which is intriguing. And basically it's about like a real life game. There's this, I can't remember what it's called now, but people are kind of fighting out to the death in this televised game thing. Right. And he gets thrust into it and he gets pitted against Samara Weaving's character.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, sounds amazing. Yeah, we also watched Old. This is kind of last on the list. We watched Old.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Did you think it was shite?
I don't know. I feel like it's
that's
very...
a John Barrowman reference, just to be clear.
What a dick. Sorry. I feel like it's very much a Marmite film, right? All the reviews are either I really love it or I absolutely hate it. I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, so it's not
enough.
Really then, because I'm agreeing okay. with you on this. So what did you think then, just sort of...
I thought it was definitely intriguing. It was an interesting concept. But the more I thought about it, the more there were a lot of plot holes.
Yeah.
Which I think is a bit of an issue. Yeah. But I liked the twist.
Yeah.
And it's definitely not his worst, because that is the happening, because that is a load of... yeah.
Twaddle.
Twaddle, as they say. But yeah, no, I thought it was... Yeah, I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. I liked the plot and I liked the twist. I would say, yeah, just some of the, like, in terms of quality on the script, on the dialogue sometimes, maybe. Some of the camera shots were a bit too much and they were a bit obvious, like, what was going on. Kind of took you out of it for a minute. I also found it a bit weird that as they're getting older, they seem to be maturing at a much more accelerated rate as well, whereas you would have thought a four-year-old would pretty much stay a four-year-old until they get old.
Right? Oh, okay, right.
But, yeah, it seemed like they were sort of learning things and stuff on the way, which was strange. But, yeah, I really liked how it kind of explored this idea of...
getting older. And...
getting older. And it had that really quick timeline to really look through a life, which was quite nice to just kind of... because usually you just get on with life. You don't realise you're ageing, but we are changing constantly.
Yeah.
So it's a really good reminder that you should live your life, you know. And it does bring up that question. Do you really want to leave the beach, you know?
You wouldn't want to leave the beach?
Do you really want to leave the beach? Do you just enjoy your life? Do you live it fast and just enjoy your time? Or do you want to get off the beach and just live it boring?
Okay.
That's an interesting thought that I had while watching it right now. I would want to get off the beach, just to be clear. But.
Okay. The thing that I think let me down, other than, not let me down, but let the film down, other than the sort of odd choice for the script in some sections, was the fact he sort of teased a bit of horror. But then he didn't really go full tilt horror.
Right.
And I thought, oh, you either do one or the other, right? Don't tease us with a little bit of horror. And
yeah, he does that, though. He tends to change his genre, doesn't he?
True.
Which is weird in his films. Like, isn't it Split that did that or something?
Yeah.
Where it's like halfway through, the kind of genre of the movie seems to change. It's like, I mean, I kind of like the idea that it doesn't have to be one thing, but at the same time, you kind of want to know what you're getting into at the start. Mm. Otherwise, you kind of feel robbed in a way.
Yeah.
Which is what he can sometimes do in his movies, I feel. But yeah, good time. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doing. What have we been up to in the time since the last episode?
Oh, so we went to the London multimedia screening of Jungle Cruise.
Indeed.
And that was very much fun, wasn't it?
That was great fun. That was at the Odeon, wasn't it?
Yes. And they really transformed that. Fair play to them. They put a lot of effort into, you know, the jungle elements and the photo ops and things and the actual goodie bag with the hat in it.
That was good stuff. Yeah, we met up with Geico, Neela Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they had some nice like hats and things.
Yeah.
It was a good experience. I enjoyed it. And I loved the movie as well.
Yes.
But we'll talk about that.
And then we had a boat trip with them because it was Neil's birthday the day after.
Yeah.
But funny enough, there was a slight flash flood after we had our Nando's
heavy,
lunch.
Heavy rain, thunderstorm. Yes. We were hiding in like porches and things while we were trying to get to the station. But yes, it was a bit much. And then we went on the boat and we practically sank it. I mean... I drove it into a wall.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. And we're like, whoa, Chris, whoa.
In the middle of a tunnel. We wouldn't have, no one would have known we were drowning in this tunnel if we had sank.
People were literally recording us because we were ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, they're probably like,
ponchos with our Jungle Cruise hats.
And umbrellas.
And umbrellas. Still getting soaked. Yeah. Still absolutely.
It was an experience.
It was.
It was a lot of fun, actually. I did really enjoy it. Yeah.
Coming back on the train soaked.
My feet were prunes.
Prune feet. Hashtag prune feet. Yeah. So good time.
Yeah. We've also been playing D&D, haven't we? So we've tried Dungeons and Dragons. We played our first sort of quest.
Indeed.
How are you feeling about it?
I really like it. I'm kind of thinking, because it's a Tuesday thing for us, I'm kind of thinking we should add an extra Tuesday to the week. We should make it official that there's now two Tuesdays in a week.
Okay.
So we can play more often. But yeah, it's really good fun.
I very much need to embrace the more role-playing thing, but I'm still a little bit like trying to work out how everything works. Yeah. But the D&D Beyond is really helpful, isn't it? Because you just press a button and it rolls the dice for you. I know there's like this magic about rolling the dice and stuff, but I quite like it because it works it all out for you and it's automatic and you know it's legit.
That's a natural 20, so you get an extra roll.
We were so good with our natural 20s, weren't we?
A couple of natural 20s, got extra rolls.
Critical.
Did a lot of damage.
Yes.
And then Travok the Travok Battlehammer stole your
stole coin. My loot. Yes. How rude.
Dave, what are you doing, mate? What are you doing? Yeah, good times. So that's pretty much it for Home of the Monks.
Indeed, yeah. So we get on with the review then?
Indeed.
There is a legend in the jungles of the Amazon of a tree that heals all. It could change the world, but if it gets into the wrong hands, it could awaken a great evil. I believe that the legend is real.
Which it's not.
And I'm going to find it.
Which you are.
And when I do, just imagine the lives that could be saved.
So, directed by Haumeet Kolesara. Jungle Cruise sailed into UK cinemas July 30th on Friday. The synopsis, according to IMDb, is based on a Disneyland theme park ride where a small riverboat takes a group of travellers through a jungle filled with dangerous animals and reptiles, but with a supernatural element.
Ooh. Ooh.
So, Chris, what were your initial thoughts going in and out of the film?
Well, I was really excited for this one. I love a good old school adventure flick, so I was really excited for it. The ride, I never went on the ride. I've been to Disneyland a few times.
Yeah,
Disneyland.
That surprises me.
Yeah, I don't know why I always missed it, but maybe it's because my dad doesn't like boats.
Oh, that might.
I don't know. But yeah, I'm excited to go on it now. I haven't watched it at all. I haven't like watched a run through of the ride or anything because I kind of want to experience it for myself. But apparently there's a lot of kind of references back to the ride and stuff for the movie.
Yes.
But coming out, I loved it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Super nostalgic vibes. Brilliant. Good stuff. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed it. What about you?
So same with you. I hadn't experienced the ride myself, but I have been watching Disney Plus's series Behind the Attractions. And if you do like the Disneyland experience, I'd recommend checking that out. And it does. It basically tells you a bit about the history of the ride and
which is good. It's exciting.
Yes. So that kind of helped me understand it a little bit more context, I think. But yeah, I was super excited about this. Love Dwayne Johnson. Love Emily Blunt. I love a good action adventure. You don't get them very often, do you?
No,
so when they do come around, I'm like, oh, I've got to get to this.
Exactly.
And so coming out, same as you, I had an absolute blast with this film. It's just so great. So much family friendly fun as well. I think anyone can enjoy this. Leads were great. And yeah, it was just a good mix of all the old action adventures, wasn't it?
For sure. Okay, so should we talk about... And there was one thing about it as well. A lot of the kind of dad jokes and everything come from the ride, apparently.
Yes.
From what I understand. So there are dad jokes in this, and it was kind of funny. Characters and performances.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Blunt, what did you think of Lily Houghton?
Yes. So I absolutely love Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
She's proven her worth, obviously, as an action star in both A Quiet Place and Live, Die, Repeat.
Yes.
Wait. Something of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. I'm not sure which is the actual title. Which
They changed it, didn't they? I don't know. One's a strapline now.
A strapline.
Obviously, in Mary Poppins Returns, she was great. So she came back for another Disney outing. And in this, she's very much a sort of Rachel Wise character from Mummy, isn't
True.
She? I mean, there's even the ladder moment. And I was like, oh, I love it so much. But yeah, no, I love how much she sort of defies everyone's... expectations. And she's even called Pants, so, like, that's her nickname, isn't it? Because she wears trousers, and that's sort of unheard of for a woman. And I think, is she a botanist? She's definitely a scientist, and that's why she wants to go on this adventure to help better humanity. And I think that's quite sweet, really, isn't it?
Archaeologist or something, was she? Oh, she's looking scientist. For, like, the petals.
Yes.
For science. Mm. For science! she's great. Yeah, enjoyed her character, and like you say, she makes for a pretty good action hero.
Yeah, like her husband.
Dwayne Johnson.
What can you say?
What can you say?
Just so charming, isn't he? How did he go from being like a wrestler to like a action hero? Crazy.
Killing it. yeah. So I love me some Dwayne Johnson, so I'm always excited for that. Some great dad jokes, as we mentioned.
It's weird to see him do dad jokes, isn't it? Weird. I'm pretty sure there was like even a Moana reference in there at one point as well, which was quite
warming
nice.
The water or something, wasn't it? I think the dynamic between these two was supposed to be like romantic. Funny and romantic.
Mm. I'm not sure I quite got the romance part.
I was going to say the funny part. Like the whole pants thing didn't really
and
hit
Skipper.
For me. Yeah, I think that may have been a little bit more on the childish side on the jokes, maybe. Yeah. But everything else, I really love to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jack Whitehall as McGregor Houghton.
I was surprised by Jack Whitehall, actually. I love his travels with his dad. What's that show called?
It's literally called Travels with My Father.
There you go.
It's a good show. I really like that one.
But otherwise,
he's
I find
a bit
it.
Much in that. And generally speaking, like, for his sort of type of comedy is very too much.
Yes.
Very much too much.
But in this, I did really like him in this, actually. He brought quite a lot of emotional depth to this. Yeah. I know there's been a bit of controversy around his casting, because obviously he's a straight man playing a gay man, which...
I don't mind about that. It's fine, isn't it?
Well, they should pick the person that's appropriate for the role, but maybe... It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because obviously you've had Jack Whitehall and you've had, what's his name, from Gavin and Stacey playing a gay person. It's like, just actually put a gay person in these roles, maybe?
But you want to pick someone who's good for the role first, who can act first, right?
True.
Because I thought he was great for the role.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go over the top in this. He was perfect level. He was really funny.
Yes.
And so I don't think it would have worked as well with someone else.
Okay. Anyway, he had a nice arc, didn't he? I think he, at the start, it was a sort of leaning into stereotypes where he had all these suitcases and things.
Yeah.
But then he actually got involved in the action, and he was like pow-powing people. And
that's a bit of a departure from kind of old school adventure films, I think.
Yes.
Whereas, they would have stayed the kind of comedy relief and just been a bit the butt of the jokes the whole way through, wouldn't they? Whereas in this, he actually really grew as a character, which I really liked.
Agreed.
Jesse Peemons as Prince Joachim.
I love him in Game Night. He's great in that. Yeah. And I think he kind of took that character.
He takes the slightly sinister character quite well. He does it quite well, doesn't he?
And then dials it up to 11. Yeah. Honestly, he was so funny in this. I think he kind of stole a lot of the scenes, didn't he?
Yeah.
And there was one specific scene with him and Jack Whitehall in the submarine. And he was trying to say a word. And Jack Whitehall was like, "What did you say? What did you say?" It's just so funny. He's really good as a villain. I did very much enjoy his performance.
Indeed, yeah. Mm-hmm. Same. I've put down Paul Giamatti as well, as Nilo.
Yeah, some of the villains weren't quite used that much.
Yeah.
He was a bit of an afterthought, I thought, just because Jesse Plemons was so good.
Agree. Yeah, I did really like him in it, but yeah, maybe he could have been... had a bit more of a role for later in the film or something. But yeah, good stuff. So story then.
Yeah, an interesting story, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd say it took a lot of cues from classic movies like we talked about.
Yes.
So The Mummy, definitely.
For sure.
Felt like it was in there. Indiana Jones style adventure.
Yeah, there was some booby traps and stuff, wasn't there? Also the start of it with the scholars and when they were trying to persuade them for
university,
funding.
Like a Royal Society thing, wasn't it?
So
it's very similar vibes. Bit of Jumanji kind
of
thing.
Jumanji,
Like, because jungle, I guess.
Yeah.
And Pirates of the Caribbean as well.
Oh,
that definitely
for sure.
Came into it later in the film.
So, I mean, it's interesting to see. It's not hugely original, is it?
Right.
I guess that could be a criticism.
It's somewhat derivative, I will say that.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pastiche of everything, really, isn't it? Rolled into one. But I like it. I'm sorry. I'm one of those sort of. I'll go along with it.
Great story. Had some solid twists.
Yeah. Actually, I was surprised by one significant twist, actually.
Yes, me too.
So fair play to them, actually.
A lot of fantasy going on as well towards the end.
Which is what I enjoyed.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was enough of a mix. Like, nowadays it's pretty hard to do something completely unique, isn't it? Because there's been so much stuff before. And like, and as well, you kind of want the nostalgia from this. This is based on a Disney ride. You want a Disney experience. Mm. And so you want that kind of nostalgia feeling. So it just works. And yeah, it's enough of a mix of things that it feels like something unique as well. So it works. Mm. It works, I think. So yeah, and it had a strong and consistent pace, I felt, going throughout the movie. It didn't really slow down and like didn't drop off at any point. I didn't feel like I was being taken out of it or anything. So it just felt like nice, strong pace going through the movie, which was good. Yeah. So anything else about story, or you want to move on to visuals?
Visuals,
soundtrack and score. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about soundtrack first, actually.
Okay. Interesting choice.
Great. There was a very notable rendition of Metallica's Nothing Else Matters, wasn't there?
Which I have been listening to quite a lot this week, actually.
It was really great, but it did feel a bit out of place just because it was on its own.
It's like Disney, Metallica.
Yeah.
Really, worlds collide.
I felt it fitted with the movie. It's just that for me, like, if you're going to give this, it's kind of like with, what was that show with the Michael Crichton one with the androids, Wild West thing?
Oh, Westworld.
Westworld. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In that, they kind of gave all these kind of modern songs
that old
treatment with the piano and stuff. Mm. So I would have felt like this movie could have given this treatment to that song to a bunch of other songs as well. And it would have kind of...
Yeah, because it was just one main thing they... I mean, it was there at the beginning and then it...
Kind of
cropped up again. Times. Yeah.
But I would like to see a couple more songs maybe given that treatment.
Well, I liked the orchestral arrangement, and that was James Newton Howard and Metallica, who both worked on it. So, I'm going to listen to that again, but I did very much enjoy it.
Cool. Yeah. Visuals then?
Mm. So there were some really, really good big scale action sequences and fight scenes, wasn't there? And there were some more interesting flourishes as well, like with the brawls, and they brought in like prop things as well, like with ladders, as we said, and they had Emily Blunt's character did the swingy thing. How do you describe that? The swingy thing. And there were like Tomb Raider / Indiana Jones style puzzles, booby traps.
I love it.
And it was just so good.
Yeah, I think it had a great look and feel to this movie.
Yes.
It looked fantastic. I would say some of the CGI was a little bit flaky.
Yes.
But on the other hand, I'd rather they kind of not use real animals and stuff at this point. So it's fine.
That's fair. There was also a surprising sort of horror aspect to some of the character design, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Which again, as you said, pointed out, it did feel very Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, they specifically had a very Pirates of the Caribbean vibe.
Yes, for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
And there were also, as you said before as well, there's a lot of nice nods to the theme park ride and Disney in general.
Cool. So that's it then. Do you want to mention anything else before we rate this thing?
I think that's everything.
How would you rate it? Would you recommend it?
Definitely. I mean, sorry. Yes, I would. If you are a fan of action adventure films like Romancing the Stone, The Mummy, African Queen, then you'll very much like this. It can be a little bit derivative, but I didn't care. I just enjoyed it. I went along for the ride and had a good time. And it's just action-packed and surprisingly full of heart, actually, and great leads. And just a blast, really. I had a really good time with it.
Cool. Yeah, I'd give it 2 thumbs up. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I just really needed those adventure vibes right now, I think.
Yes.
And so it's just exactly what I wanted. So I'm not going to complain about it, really.
Yeah.
I suspect a lot of people will feel the same as that as well. So I would recommend this because, I think you will like it. I will be watching this again, probably many, many times.
Oh,
I imagine this will become like a yearly watch.
Maybe.
You know, maybe around the holidays or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, big praise there, I think, you know.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to get in contact with us to let Chris know what the Ted Lasso guy really is, the Ted Lasso podcast guy, how do they go about doing that then, Chris?
Right. Well, you can get in touch with us on Instagram and Facebook @WeHaveHocPod. You can also find us on Twitter, where we're most active, at We Have a Hulk. And you can go see our website, wehaveahulk.co.uk, where Nicola does some wonderful news and reviews. And I've started putting up some shop items. We have a shop now. Mm. So you can buy a t-shirt or something if you'd like to support us in some way. So, yeah.
Cool. So in next week's episode, we are going to be reviewing Bebo. Woo! So this will be out on Netflix on Friday, 6th of August. Cool. Also out that day is Stillwater. So that's a new film by starring Matt Damon. That might be quite interesting. Also, excitingly, is that even a word? we are going to a screening of Free Guy this week. So the Ryan Reynolds Taika Waititi film. So I'm sure we'll be able to squeeze that in somewhere at some point. So yes, lots of new stuff coming out, which is exciting. Although, you'll laugh at this, Clifford the Big Red Dog has been pushed back.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I can't say I'm too concerned about that personally.
What a shame. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope to see you next time.
Bye.